thank you. You're about to listen to Fresh Word with Prophet William Addison. Prophet William Addison is the executive pastor of Eagles House Chapel International, CEO of 12 Foundation International, a revelatory preacher, an international evangelist, and a psalmist. Get ready for the word that will transform your life forever.
Thank you for this love, Lord.
Satan is the difficulty I live in.
How are they going to survive?
Comment allait-il survivre?
Remember, God had his remnant also on the land.
Savez que Dieu a son reste aussi la terre.
And because they are there, God's eyes, wherever God's remnant is, his eyes is watching.
Partout où le reste de Dieu.
Unless he doesn't have a remnant over there, his eyes will be watching that place. Because remnant means separated people that belong to God. God has, God's people are right there.
Un peuple séparé pour Dieu.
So God focuses there because his interest, which are his children, are positioned there. Can I go on? All right. So God shows to Pharaoh 14 years what he's about to do.
14 années à venir.
But that's why I said many times the people that God even reveals the vision or the revelation to, some don't even understand. I'll come from two ways. Some don't even understand what God has shown. That's why I said that sometimes God can pick it. If this head is not ready, he can give it to another head that can bring it to you.
Dieu va montrer quelque chose qu'il va montrer à une personne. Et si la personne n'est pas prête, Dieu va mettre ça à une autre personne.
Please know that there are vessels that receive, there are vessels that interpret.
Il y a des canaux qui reçoivent, il y a non qui
interprètent. And there can be also the same vessel receiving, the same vessel interpreting.
La même personne peut recevoir et à la fois interpréter.
That was a good place for you to write it down. Because some people, when God shows them, they understand what it means and they are able to run with it. There are others also, when God shows them, they have to go to somebody who understands to still guide them. It's the same thing. All God needs is that somebody must work with it. That's the most important thing. Are we learning something? Okay. So, he dreams about it. He doesn't understand what he has dreamed. God gifts the interpretation to another person who must hear it and guide the king.
Dieu donne cette interprétation à une personne qui doit entendre et
puis I said from the beginning that the guiding or the one that interprets a dream, it's very important.
Because qui interprète le rêve est
there are many
important.
People on the wrong path because of wrong interpretations.
Il y a beaucoup de personnes qui
they
sont
are not
sur
on the right
path.
They had the right dream. The dream was right. It was okay. There was nothing wrong with the dream.
Bon.
But what went wrong
mais ce qui n'a pas allé
was the approach to the dream.
C'est l'approche qui a été faite par rapport
so many people fail not because the dream was bad.
Beaucoup de personnes n'ont échoué pas parce que le
like
rêve
you find
mauvais.
Many people, they receive genuine call from God.
Les gens ont reçu un appel véritable de
but
Dieu.
But the direction they had to follow to manifest the God-given call or vision was where the problem came.
Mais la direction qu'ils devaient avoir pour manifester
so you find
le rêve
people,
et la
they failed here, they failed there, they had the right
ils
call.
Ils ont ici, ils ont échoué là.
Actually, God
l'appel
called
était,
them.
Réellement, Dieu
yes,
les a appelés.
True call from God.
L'appel véritable de Dieu.
But as to who should guide them was the issue.
Mais qui devait les diriger, c'est ça
see,
le problème.
See, in the book of 1 Samuel, you will see that Samuel, the big, young Samuel, the Bible said in the days where the word of God was rare, God was not speaking to people in visions anymore.
Autant de Samuel, Dieu ne parlait plus les gens en rêve.
Samuel ministered before the Lord, and as he was ministering before the Lord, a voice came and called him. Samuel, said, God was calling him actually.
Et Samuel était dans le ministère devant le Seigneur que Dieu l'appelait.
There was a genuine call from God.
Il y avait un appel véritable de Dieu.
For where he, let me come into it. Where he went,
où il était allé,
or how he responded to the call was not brought definition to his ministry.
Et la manière dont il a répondu
because
à
when the call came to him,
quand tu l'appelles, il a reçu,
when the call came to him,
quand l'appel est venu,
he went to Eli.
Il allait vers Eli.
Because he felt that Eli was the one calling him.
Il a pensé que c'est Eli qui l'appelait.
That's also a whole mystery to it. He thought it was Eli that was calling
il a
him.
Pensé que c'est Eli qui l'appelait.
Thank God that when he went to Eli,
Dieu merci que quand il allait vers Élie,
even though he was not the one God was calling, because he had been called already and now God was going to end his chapter.
Ce n'était pas lui que Dieu appelait, son moment était venu pour terminer son chapitre.
Because of experience.
Mais à cause de l'expérience.
Underline the word experience.
À cause de son
expérience. There are things experience teaches you.
Il y a des choses que l'expérience t'enseigne.
By your walk with him.
Par ta marche
avec
lui.
There are people who may have fallen out of favor with God, but by experience, there are things they can tell you or guide you with,
il y a des
personnes which are still accurate.
Qui peuvent avoir quitté la grâce de Dieu, mais il y a des choses qu'ils peuvent te dire qui vont te quitter.
This dream thing we are talking about, it has disturbed a lot of people.
Ce rêve dont nous parlons, ça
yeah, people
have
married wrong partners. People gone to wrong alliances. They have gone into wrong businesses. They walk into wrong places because of dreams they had and the interpretation of those dreams.
À cause des rêves et des interprétations de ces rêves.
Oh, yes. You see, dreams are so complicated that you cannot just give a raw interpretation. There is no you can't. Let me put this: you can't stereotype a dream. No.
Les rêves sont tellement compliqués que tu ne peux pas donner des stéréotypes.
Pastor Dieudonné and Evelyn can have the same dream.
Evelyn et Dieudonné peuvent avoir les mêmes rêves.
But the interpretation will not be the same.
Mais l'interprétation peut être différente.
Because there is what he represents
and
what she represents.
Et il y a ce que lui, elle représente. It
will not be the same.
Et cela ne peut pas être le
même. So if you think that is what it is,
si tu penses que c'est ce que c'est,
then you will stereotype both of them and think that, oh, it is the same.
Oh, tu vas faire de façon stéréotype. Tu vas dire, OK,
for example,
c'est la même
somebody
chose.
Will be praying about a lady, même. And then he will be thinking about the lady, and then through prayer, the person will pray and dream that, oh, the lady, he's putting a ring on the girl's finger. Or somebody is not married, and then she'll dream that she's having a wedding. You can easily end up by saying that the person is having a spiritual mind. You can easily end up by saying. But if you go to the dynamics of dreams and you look at the dream carefully, it may not suggest that. It may not suggest that. I'm using the word may not suggest that.
Cela pouvait même ne pas être la suggestion d'un mariage.
You have to be able to rely on what the Spirit is saying to you at a particular time concerning a particular issue.
Tu dois te baser sur ce que l'Esprit
because
de Dieu
nobody
sur un problème particulier.
Can stereotype the Spirit of God. You can't.
Il n'y a pas de stéréotype à l'Esprit.
That's why you can do something right now. The next moment you want to do it, he will tell you something different about the same thing you just did.
C'est pourquoi tu veux faire quelque chose.
It doesn't mean the Holy Spirit is inconsistent. No. You see, the Spirit is so... I'm trying to use very simple words. The Spirit is so broad, okay? It's not narrow.
L'esprit okay?
It's not narrow. It's so broad that
restreint.
What the Spirit wants to communicate to us is so deep that depending on the level you find yourself, that's how the Spirit will relate with you. So if yesterday your level of growth was at this level, that's how the Spirit will communicate. Even about 2 or 3 days' time, you have your rank has increased spiritually. Okay, or your understanding of him has gone up. He will only talk to you at that level you have reached. If I'm talking to school children, there's a way I will speak the language because I have to speak the language they can understand.
So
that is, thank you, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. That is how the Spirit, you know, when I start talking about the Spirit right now, he has given me a sign to know that he's here. Oh, wonderful. That is how you'll be able to know how the Spirit operates. So never... There is nobody who is a master of the Spirit.
C'est alors que tu peux. Il y a personne qui est le maître de l'esprit, qui maîtrise l'esprit en lui-même.
No, no. Because what you think that you know, the Spirit can always let you know that you don't know.
Ce que tu penses connaître, l'esprit va te faire comprendre que tu ne connais
by
pas.
By what the Spirit will tell you the next moment.
Parce que l'esprit te dira au moment qui va suivre.
So the more you are going there, by the time you get here, you realize that the Spirit has gone further. For you think, oh, you are walking, he's gone further again. You have to now catch up. Every time there's something to catch up in the Spirit. That's how the Spirit is. Write it down. Every time there's something to catch up in the Spirit. Every time there's something.
À tout moment, il y a quelque chose à rattraper. Dans
you can't get to one point and close the chapter and say, oh, I'm done. You can't be done with the Spirit.
Tu peux pas no. À un moment, tu as dit, oh, j'ai fermé le chapitre.
There is something to catch up every single moment.
Il y a toujours quelque chose à rattraper à chaque moment.
Every single moment, there's something to catch up in the spirit.
À chaque moment, il y a toujours quelque chose.
And those who are eager to be catching up, they are full of revelations every time.
Et ceux qui sont prêts pour pouvoir rattraper toujours, ils sont remplis de révélations à tout moment.
Like every day in our world, things are evolving, things are changing, things are changing, things are changing. Every time, things are changing. If you only sit in Ghana, you sit in one small corner of yours, and you don't know what's going on, you will come up with something that has already happened, and people know it already.
Tu vois, si tu as assis dans ton Ghana ici et que tu ne sais pas, il y a quelque chose qui s'est déjà passé longtemps.
Like when Jesus resurrected, he was walking in the city of Jerusalem. Two men were walking. And the things they were discussing, Jesus knew already what they were talking about. But the statement they made, mean that what they are discussing has happened. Something has happened already. Everybody's talking about it. And you're now coming to ask us what has happened. So there are many believers who don't know what is happening actually in the realm where things are happening, people are talking about it, and they are not even aware.
Il y a beaucoup de personnes qui parlent de certaines choses qui se sont déjà passées. Les gens connaissent.
That scenario is to just let you know that things can be happening in the world you live in, and yet you don't know.
Il y a des choses qui se passent dans ce monde que toi-même.
It is not to say Jesus didn't know. He was the one they were talking about. How come he didn't know? He knew it.
Il savait que c'est.
But it is to teach you something.
C'est pour vous enseigner.
That you can be in a realm and yet don't know what's going on because you have not opened up your spirit to hear.
Tu peux être dans le règne. Parce que tu n'as pas ouvert.
No wonder the Bible says that he that has ears,
celui qui a les oreilles,
let him do what?
Que celui qui a les oreilles,
what the Spirit is saying.
Comprends ce que l'Esprit dit.
Okay, I'm still on dreams. Oh.
Je parle toujours des rêves.
I'm still on dreams. Okay, let's read a few. I've not read anything, but let's read something. Let's go back. Let's leave the Samuel. I was just using to explain something that he had to go to Eli for Eli to tell him that, hey, it's God who is calling you. I know he's not talking to me, but I know when he's calling. I know he's calling. I know some signs. There are some things I can attest to by my walk with him, by my experience as an old man. I know when God is calling somebody. I know certain things that can guide you.
Okay.
I cannot go to where you are going. Okay. But I know the road.
Mais je connais le
I've
chemin.
Been there before.
Parce que je suis passé par là.
You understand? And, okay. I wanted to say something, but let me leave it. I'll bring it another time. Because of I have been there before. I wanted to say something, but I'll bring it another time. All right, so Genesis 37, verse 1. Let's look at what's
Genesis
there.
37, verse.
If you have a good Bible, you see that you talk about Joseph's dreams.
Okay. Genesis 37, verse 1.
This is a young man who is 16, and God has put into a 16-year-old young boy everything about his life.
Voici un jeune homme de 16 ans, Dieu a mis en lui tout ce qui concerne sa vie.
16 years, he knows everything about his life.
À 16 ans, il
God puts it into one model, which is a dream.
Il a mis ça dans un modèle qui est un rêve.
Now, write this point that dreams are one of the models by which God unveils our destiny.
Le rêve est un des modèles par lequel Dieu révèle.
Don't continue. Let me rephrase what I said. Dreams are one of the models by which God conceals and unveils a destiny. God, he conceals it inside. It has to be opened up.
Le rêve est un des modèles que Dieu utilise pour concevoir et pour pouvoir dévoiler notre
dreams
destinée.
Are not as open as you may look at it. They are not like that.
Les rêves ne sont pas ouverts comme tu peux penser. Non, ce n'est pas comme ça.
They are not as easy to be interpreted. Write it down.
On ne peut pas forcément interpréter facilement.
You see that when King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, the book of Daniel.
Dans le livre de Daniel, quand Nebuchadnezzar a eu le rêve,
the magicians and all those astrologers and the child, all those people,
les magiciens, les
they said this dream that the king has had, his interpretation does not lie
son
in the domain of men. It doesn't lie there.
Pas même les hommes. Non.
So the interpretation of dreams, write it down.
L'interprétation des rêves
of dreams are not within the. I don't want to be using some big words. I just want to use very simple words that we can all relate to it as easy as that. I've been warned, so now I try to break down. Don't ask me who warned me, but but the thing is, it's not my fault. You understand? When I'm speaking, it is what comes that I have to say. Sometimes I have to try my best to break it. Okay, and in breaking, I struggle to break it, but I still want to break it. Amen. All right, so I said interpretation, write it down. Interpretation of dreams does not lie within the bosom of mortal men. This is easier.
L'interprétation des rêves ne se trouve pas parmi les hommes.
Yes. Just like when you talk about law, law cannot be interpreted by just ordinary men. But you need people who understand. Even the way a lawyer understands the law is different from how a judge interprets it. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's what sometimes the lawyers will say, no, no, this judgment that came out, they don't agree. But whether you agree or you don't agree, it is the judge who gives interpretation. One day you as a lawyer, you also get to that place. You understand? That's how it is. So when it comes to dream, that's why sometimes someone will say, and then they tell you if you dream about this, they are all confusing because they don't understand. Because they don't operate there. When the one who is walking over there explains it to you, like those who go on the sea, like fishermen, if they come and tell you the storms they meet, you will not understand what they are saying. If they tell you some sounds they hear at night, you will think they are telling stories, but they are real because they are on that road. That's their journey. They are always there. So they can tell you what goes on over there.
Les pêcheurs qui vont sur la mer, ils vont
Look,
te dire qu'il y a
if you challenge them, you can die mid-sea, but they will go and come back because they know where to pass.
Si tu les défies, tu vas mourir au milieu de la mer. Eux, ils vont aller parce qu'ils savent où il faut passer, là où il faut pas passer.
They know where to maneuver. When the waves start coming,
quand les vagues commencent à venir, ils savent comment il faut faire.
A friend of mine was telling me recently about, you know, say that when you are swimming something, you have to float on your back. So that you will not, I know you can swim. So you float on your back so that you don't sink. You don't drown. Yes, you don't drown. But if you lie down like this, is it true? You can drown. If you don't know how do you float on your back? You understand? Those who know it, when the storm is coming, there is a way they dive into it. But if you don't know it, the storm, you just want to enter it like that. And the wave will carry you away because you don't know. Don't challenge because you don't know. So, the interpretation of dreams, it does not lie within the bosom of mere men. So, don't allow just anybody to give interpretation.
Because
they can throw you off. You see, the dream of Joseph, the brothers hated him, but the father did not hate him.
Le rêve de Joseph, ses frères l'ont haï, mais son père ne l'a pas haï.
Yes, it was actually the father that was giving interpretation to the dream.
C'est actuellement le père qui donnait l'interprétation.
Because the father said, "Are you suggesting?"
Le père dit, est-ce que tu fais la suggestion?
Are you understanding? The father. That's why fathers are so critical in everything. If you don't have a father, you have a problem.
C'est pourquoi si tu n'as pas de père, tu as des problèmes.
I have a big problem. Big problem. Mothers are powerful, but you need a father. You need one. Because the father looked at the young boy and said, are you telling us that me, your parents and your brothers? That's exactly what he was talking. That's the dream God showed him. Jacob knew what he knew it.
He said.
He understood exactly the meaning of, but the young boy, 16 years, he didn't know what he was talking about.
16 ans, il ne comprenait pas.
So it means there are people who can, by they being novice, they can talk about things they don't know. They can throw their dream to the people who can attack and kill it.
Ils peuvent montrer leur rêve à des personnes qui vont attaquer leur rêve et puis tuer ce rêve.
If you are not spiritually inclined, write this very serious word. If you are not spiritually inclined, you will throw your pearls in the midst of pigs. If you are not spiritually inclined, you would. When I talk about pearls, I'm talking about your precious things. Because pigs, they step on everything. They will destroy it right now. They will make it muddy. Everything destroyed. Because you don't understand.
Parce que tu ne comprends pas.
That was the plight of the young man.
C'est le plan du jeune homme.
Yes, everything that happened got him into his destiny anyway.
Oui, tout ce que Dieu a fait,
but
tout
is that
ce
what
lui
you
arrivé,
want?
Dieu a tourné ça en sa destinée,
is that how you want your journey to be? Talk to me. Is that the kind of journey you want to go through to manifest what God has said?
C'est la manière dont tu veux que ton voyage se passe pour que tu manifestes ce que Dieu veut? Non.
That's not what I want. The Bible said in the book of Proverbs that the one who can control his tongue can control his life.
La Bible dit dans le livre de Proverbes que celui qui contrôle sa langue contrôle sa vie.
Yes. If you can bridle your tongue, your life is under proper administration. All right. So let's go through a few areas and then we'll pray and close. Because there are fights people are contending with because of dream. Because of the dream.
Il y a cinq personnes qui se battent à cause du rêve.
Because your type of dream also positions you for a particular kind of confrontation.
Ton rêve peut te positionner pour une certaine confrontation.
I'm saying particular kind of confrontation because if you operate, for example, in ministry, your confrontations are different from somebody who probably will be a businessman.
Si tu opères dans le ministère, tes confrontations
sont différentes
avec
les hommes d'affaires. But the pastor too is dealing with something different. The soccer player is also dealing with something different. So that's why I said it positions you for a particular confrontation. It's not the same. Where you operate determines what you meet. Write it down. Where you operate determines what you meet.
Détermine ce que tu vas rencontrer.
There are some things that you will never meet them.
Il y a certaines choses que tu vas
there are some people
rencontrer.
You can never come into contact with them.
Il y a certaines personnes
because
que
they
tu vas
don't
jamais
operate
rencontrer.
Where you operate.
Parce qu'ils n'opèrent pas là où tu opères.
Sometimes you can only meet them probably on your way, but you may not be able to sit with them to talk.
Tu peux les rencontrer sur ton chemin, mais tu vas pas t'asseoir.
Just like
avec
on a plane. If you sit in the economic class, there are people you will meet.
Si tu t'assois dans la classe économique, il y a des gens
if
que tu vas y
business,
rencontrer.
There are some people you will meet.
Si tu es en classe d'affaires,
there are some people you won't see them. Because even where they'll go and sit before they enter the plane, you won't see them. Yeah, there's no way you can meet them. You understand? There are some planes you may have the privilege of passing where the business before you go to the country. There are some planes before you even enter, the air hostess are standing at where the business. Your eye will not even see the place. When they are going to eat, they will close the, they will blind the place. They don't even want you to see them eating. Yeah, that's how it is. You hide in some corner of yours. Somebody say life is not fair, but that's how it is. We stay with it. Okay, you've written a third point, right? I've given you so many points. I don't even know where the point you are. But wherever you are, write what you can hear. All right. So we are looking at Joseph. And then the Bible gives us a clear picture of from verse 3. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son. I talked about this earlier on. And he made a tunic of many colors. But when his brothers saw their father loved him more than all. This one, I will talk about it later on. But verse 5 says, now Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. I mentioned this one also. So there are attacks, confrontations. Now I'm going into, let's leave the type of dreams and all these kinds of dreams and all those ones. Whatever it is, it's still a dream. Okay. It is still a dream. So we'll leave it there. Now, his confrontation started because he told a dream, okay, to his brethren. Now, the people you associate with can have adverse influence on your dreams. Write it down. The people you associate with.
Auxquels tu t'associes peuvent avoir une influence sur ton
rêve. They can be the pivot for your dream.
Ils peuvent okay. être les pivots de ton rêve.
They can. Why are you laughing? You see, the way they operate, the people who operate around you,
les gens qui opèrent
and your dream
toi,
you carry,
et ton rêve que tu
they
portes,
can switch you on or off.
Ils peuvent t'allumer ou bien ils peuvent t'éteindre.
Okay, they can switch you off
ils peuvent
or they can switch you on.
Ou bien ils peuvent t'allumer.
They can either help it or kill it.
Ils peuvent t'aider ou bien le tuer.
That's it. Either they are helping it or they are killing it.
Ils vont l'aider,
two things.
Ils vont le tuer. Ils vont le tuer.
They help it or they kill it.
Ils vont l'aider, ils vont le tuer.
So Joseph had a dream.
Joseph a eu un rêve.
Ask somebody, do you have a dream?
As-tu un rêve?
Do you have a dream? Because if you don't have a dream, I'll continue this thing another time. I'll continue another time. Maybe tomorrow morning, I don't know. Because it's a month of warfare, so I may deal with it tomorrow morning. I don't know yet. So you see this young man, 16 years, having a dream, a very strong dream. That gives everything about his destiny. Everything about the life of Joseph, we see it in that simple revelation God gives him. Let's look at it. Let's look at it quickly. Next verse. Somebody read for us quickly. Let's run through it. I want us to be close.
So he said to them, please hear this dream which I have dreamed.
One of the things you have to watch out for is the people listening to your dream.
Faites attention à ceux qui écoutent
to the dreams
rêve.
That you share.
Le rêve que tu es en train de partager.
To your plans you put on the table.
God,
you see, there are people, when they see your plan, they know
plan,
that by this plan, the guy
plan,
has made it already.
They know it.
Ils savent. They know it. You see, they have what it takes because, oh, thank you, Jesus. The brothers of Joseph, they had what it took or what it would take to send the boy into his den, into his destination. Yeah, that's all him. Oh, you can see that in the scripture. Open your eyes. You see it. It's there. They had what it took to send the young man into his destination. Yes. Oh, yes. Look at it carefully. It's there. There are people that have what it takes to release you to where God has said you should go to. But as to how they do it is the issue.
Mais la manière dont ils le feront, c'est ce qui est le problème.
And many times, God will confuse them for them to help you without they know. It may look as if they are harming you, but in a way, subtly, God is, God is using, he's transporting you without their knowledge.
Ils sont en train de faire du mal, mais Dieu les utilise aussi pour pouvoir t'envoyer.
The Bible said, if only the prince of this world knew, they would never.
La Bible dit, si les princes de ce monde savaient,
so God used that one.
Dieu a utilisé ce
God monde. Used them. It may Dieu look like it's a punishment.
C'est
it may look
punition.
Like it is a deep-seated hatred. Yes, that is what it was anyway.
Haine.
But God channeled his movement through the hatred.
Dieu a utilisé cette voix au travers de
many
cette
times,
haine.
What actually gets us into greatness is not excitement.
La plupart des temps, c'est ce qui nous donne dans la grandeur. Ce
many
n'est pas
great inventions came about as a result of hard and difficult times. It made people to start
beaucoup
thinking.
De grandes inventions sont venues au travers des.
Many times when things are good for people, they stop thinking. Their mental faculties goes into rest. They rest because everything.
Quand
is
les
okay.
Gens, quand tout va bien, leur faculté okay. S'en va dormir.
When
parce
he opens
que
the shop, people come and buy. Every day he's making profit. He doesn't.
Tous les jours, il fait des profits.
If he's a lawyer, probably has a lot of cases.
There
are pending cases he's supposed to attend to. He has not even had time to open the docket to check what's inside. So, if you bring another case, yours must hold on for some time before they come to you because the thing is flow, it's working. But if they sit and there's no case to work on for 3 months, 6 months, then they have to start thinking and checking what's going wrong. But now they start thinking. So many times when things are working for people, they're actually making it. Their minds goes into rest. There is not much activity going on as to how they can search forward. They don't think about that anymore.
Quand les
and it happens to a lot of people
gens,
also in ministry. You can go into rest mode when you are supposed to be in first gear.
Et que même dans le ministère, cela arrive aussi. Tu peux être en pause pendant
people
que tu veux être
the first gear is when the fire is very high. It's not when it comes to fourth or fifth or the sixth one. It is the first gear that burns the highest fuel. Oh, okay. We'll go there another time. That's what it is. Because some people, when they are driving, you know, and it's a manual car, they put first, they do say, first gear alone. First gear alone. That's why if you check, some people want to save their fuel in their car. They actually move the car with second gear. Those who have manual cars. Yes, check the taxis and the Trotskys and all those people. A lot of them move their car with the second gear. Yes, they want to save fuel. Okay, this is just for free. You are not paying me for this one. I'm not saying go and start your car because if your engine is not as strong, you may not be able to survive it. Please, don't do that. Okay, you leave that as if I didn't say this. Okay. Okay, let's stay here. So I said, the people who listen to, I have just about 15 minutes, then we close. In 5 minutes, we'll start praying. So when it's 5 minutes, please time me. I have to stop talking. No matter what I want to say, I will stop. So you see, the people who listen to the dream, they play a key role in the manifestation of your dream. Because they are the people listening.
Écoute les rêves, ils jouent un rêve, un rôle important parce qu'ils sont.
When he had a dream, he said, please hear that this dream I have dreamt.
S'il vous plaît, écoutez ce rêve que j'ai fait.
I want you to just hear me. I'm not saying help me. Hear me. There are people who hear you and there are those who can help you. There are people who can only hear you. They can't help you. Write it. It's a good point. There are people who can hear. That's what the Bible says. It's not about hearers only, but doers.
Don't only hear.
When you hear something, you have to see how you can do something about it. Many people are stuck because they only hear, they do nothing.
Beaucoup de personnes sont sur place parce qu'ils entendent seulement, mais ils ne font rien.
What I'm sharing with you, I can write a whole book with it. I'm telling you. So, if you write good notes, maybe I have to go and listen to it myself. And I'll get somebody to scribe it for me. Mm? If you write it, I'll catch you. Amen. All right, I have about 3 minutes to close, then we'll begin to pray. So the people who are listening to you, okay, the reason I said that is that some people, when they listen to you, they can carry what you have said to the people who can help you. Do you agree?
Now,
the brothers, let me give you an example in the Bible so that those of you who are still doubting, you can understand. When David came to the battleground, he asked them, that what shall be done? When the brothers said what he said, they went to King Saul and told Saul, there's a young man here. Some people heard it and they went to tell. And the king said, bring him to me. I want to see the young man who wants to fight him. So there are people who can hear you and they send what they have heard to those who can do something about your case. May the Lord give you people who can not only hear you. Oh, you are not here. May God give you people who can not only hear you, but who can carry what they have heard to the people who can do something about your issue. Say, I receive.
I receive.
You need such people. You need such people in your life. I'm telling you. They can see what you are talking about or hear you, and they send your word. Now it looks like I want to preach. Then they will send what you have said. The statement you made, they carry it straight away and they sent it to the people. The fact that they took it to the king should let you know that they sent it to the highest authority. May God not give you people who will play around the bottom, but people that can send you to where it matters most.
Amen.
Because the king was in position to let him go. Oh, yes. And even, not only, may God give you people that have equipment they can offer you.
In the name of Jesus.
Not equipment you can use, but the ones you can use. Because Saul, the equipment Saul gave him, the armor, he couldn't use it. Couldn't use it. That's why I have to change it and let you know that you have to go to the right people. Because some people, when they even go and tell them what they will even give you, you can use it. You know why? Because in their minds of minds, they want to, but their helping is to kill you.
Et que quand tu vas dire tes rêves par moment à quelqu'un,
dans
leur pensée, ce sera de vous tuer.
Because the revelations are coming too much. I have to write it. I have to write it. Clap for me. I have to write it. I have to write it. Yes. 1 minute. Give me next verse. 1 minute. Or let me just stay here and then we'll close. Tomorrow morning, come and listen to more. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. Tomorrow. It's a warfare. Because it's a month of warfare. So tomorrow we'll go into more details and then we'll see. I've not exploited anything at all. I'm just trying to play around the dream. and see what. He says, there we were. Look at that. Look at his introduction. By that statement, he is not saying that he was doing it alone. He says, we. So what he's actually trying to say is that what I'm sharing with you, the destiny is for all of us. That's why I told you that the understanding of the dream itself, that is where the problem is. Because all that he said, his brothers could not get it by the way he was saying it.
Stand to your feet.
There are people, when they don't understand things by the way you are saying it, they become enemies.
Lift your hands.
It was good you came out of this, you walked through the rain to come. It was good. Lift your hands. It was good. Lift your hands. We are going to pray. When we finish, you can share the message on your page on Facebook. Let somebody also get blessed by it. Lift your hands. Huh? Lift your hands. You're going to pray to God. Father, if you are confused about your dream, ask God to bring clarity to your dream.
Si tu es confus par rapport à ton rêve.
Believe you have been blessed by this broadcast. Contact me on phone via +233 244 69 4299 or email me on propwilly@gmail.com. That is propwillie@gmail.com. Follow me on my social media platforms, Facebook page at Prophet William Addison Podcast, and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Instagram handle and Twitter handle at Prof Willie, that is PROPHWILLIE at Prof Willie. And if you're not born again and you listen to this broadcast and you want to give your life to Christ, say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins. I trust you and follow you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.